I'm Naomi Cross, and I know it's a little bit cliche, but I have a high high, and my high high is when I was pregnant with my son, and his name is Nathan, and he's, like, super cute now. Anyway, so when I first got pregnant, I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to jaywalk. And my friend, another friend of mine, was was also pregnant, so we're very, very excited that we're both pregnant together, and she was thinking about, she was reading all these books and wanted to make sure that they didn't have, like, some kind of thing with errors of metabolism that could happen, and all the, you know, would they have, you know, 5 toes on each foot and all these other things. But with my family's all about beauty, so I actually had, like, these nightmares that my son would be ugly. So it would be like, you know, some people worry about all these other things, like heart murmurs and stuff, and I was like, oh, my God. I think I will not know what to do if our son is ugly. What happens if he's ugly? Nobody's going to like him because he'll be ugly. Well, so then what happens is my mother, who I love dearly, has decided to tell my husband, who's a tall, white Norwegian man, and I'm a short, dark Mexican girl, that, you know, she starts to explain to him on a routine basis, like at holidays and dinners and breakfast and brunch and snacks, that, you know, we are dominant traits. So dark-skinned people with dark hair usually have dark babies. That doesn't mean that that's not your son. Okay? So I'm like, really excited. So now I'm worried that he's going to be ugly and dark. So I was like, really excited. This is a really huge high for me. I'm really excited. I'm going to have a baby. It's going to be awesome. So I went to yoga classes, and I went to all my prenatal classes, and I did all the things I was supposed to do. And then the day comes, right? So I am so excited. We're in labor, and I tell my husband, I'm like, oh, wake up. Wake up. I've been having contractions all night long. We got to go to the hospital. So I call the hospital, and they're like, why don't you walk for a while, like at the mall? So I was like, yay, I get to go shopping and be in labor. This is awesome. So we go to the mall, and we go to, like, the Bed and Bath and Body Works or whatever those smelly places are. And she's like, wow, you look like you're going to be having this baby, like, any day now. And my husband's like, well, today, really. And she's like, get out. So we go to the hospital, and we get checked in, and I'm very excited, and I'm contracting. Things are moving along smoothly. And, you know, then I get put in my room, and I'm very excited, but I'm still kind of in the back of my head. He better be really beautiful, and he better be, you know, not Mexican. So, you know, I start having contractions regularly. They start giving me all the IVs and the Pitocin, and I'm contracting probably, you know, it's going on 24 hours now. So finally, they check me, my cervix, and they say, oh, you're 8 centimeters. So I'm like, okay, yes, I'm 8 centimeters. You know, I'm sweating. We got the washcloth, the whole thing. And then finally the doctor gets to the door, and I say, no, you got to come back. And she's like, no, I just checked you. You're 8. I'm like, no, you need to come back. And she's like, no, I just checked you. You're fine. And I tell Jason, grab a trash can. He's coming, right? Because I'm like, she's obviously not trusting me, but he needs to find something to catch this kiddo, and he's not going to use his hands. So here we go. So this baby's about to come out. So he comes out, right? The head comes out, everything, and I'm pushing, and everything is going really, really well. And then they lift the baby up, and my mom screams, he's white! She won the lottery, and that was my high, but maybe my mom's low.